And as is our custom, at this part of the program, we invite Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, to join us on phone to talk about some of the headlines that he has been putting out with that great news service. Mike, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Foster. We finally made December. It's hard to believe another year has raced by.
Oh, it is. And with the crazy temperatures we've been having, it's hard to believe that it's actually December. Well, Mike, let's take a look at some of the headlines at MI Tech News. One of the ones I saw there is, my Lord, these people are supposed to be guarding our nation's secrets. NSA is saying that they had a breach that spilled over 100 gigabytes of top secret data out there for the public.
Well, actually, they didn't admit to it. It was discovered by some other folks that they had stored on an Amazon Web Service, essentially hard drive, documents that show how they target people for death, and it was open with no password involved. So all you had to do was type in the URL, and you had access to it.
I guess if
I don't think your name was on there. Question,
thank you.
So I think you're okay.
If you were targeted, you would be good that you could just stop by and see if it was you. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, erase that data or something. Right?
Yeah, get your name off the red list there. Well, let's move on to another one here. This is kind of a fascinating topic. An MSU professor apparently has, they have developed a transparent solar panel that they say is the wave of the future.
Yeah, essentially it's your glass in your house or wherever.
Yeah.
They have it's see-through just like glass, and but it's a solar panel.
Wow.
So, I mean, you let all that sunlight into your house anyway, you might as well harness it for the electricity, right?
Absolutely.
And so, according to what they've looked at, between solar panels on your roof and solar windows, we could essentially eliminate or at least drastically reduce the use of fossil fuels. So that means we wouldn't be burning oil and gas and coal and all those other things to generate electricity. Coal, of course, is big because a lot of the big power systems use coal-generated plants. And so and it's slowly being phased out because now natural gas is so cheap. But again, you're still burning stuff, right?
Yeah, and you wonder if... I wonder who's going to target these people for elimination, because this technology, you're right, could be absolutely revolutionary in terms of how we power our country and all of the other services. It would mean the end of the coal industry to a great extent and many of the other electric
generation.
Yeah, I don't
think the oil companies would be happy about it. But
well, that's exactly it.
You still have cars, you know, you still have cars.
Yeah.
So.
But even there, we're looking at electric there. I guess it's, I can imagine, you know, take a skyscraper and put all solar glass in there.
Well, we have to make things, especially with the innovation of the LED lights and how much less current and the watts required. The last time I looked, solar panels are just still only around 7 to 10% efficient. And I'm not sure what this glass would be, how what percentage it would reach. But...
Well, and actually, Ed, I was just spent much of a week last week with Lauren, my daughter's boyfriend, Conrad Chase, and he lives out in L.A., and he was the person that sold the MSU, their big solar array, and they have a new patented technology that turns the panel, so they're getting 30 to 35%. So it's gone up a little bit by just orienting the panel automatically toward the sun. So it's getting better. It's still not like wind. But Jerry Brown out in California, the governor of California, just encouraged and passed a law in California that I think it's by 2025 or 2030 that some astronomical percent of the energy being used in California has to be renewable energy. So everybody is running toward the solar as one of the renewable energy sources.
Yeah, this glass could be a huge part of
it. It could be huge. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
It could be.
Now, if they would only make shingles.
Last one here is kind of quickly is apparently if you're looking for holiday shopping, the big item out there is going to be smart speakers.
Yeah, that would be like the Amazon Echo or the Google Home. I can do it. And in fact, I'm sitting here at my desk, and I have an Amazon Echo to my left. It does everything but to make me coffee in the morning. But 20% of the folks that they surveyed over 13 years of age said that's what they were going to buy for Christmas. So just what Jeff Bezos needs is more money.
You know? Yes. Oh, my Lord. And it looks like he's going to be making it hand over fist. Didn't they? They had a wonderful, the sales, I don't know if I don't have this handy here, but Amazon had a record-breaking Cyber Monday as well. And Black Friday was incredible.
Well, you know, with all the stock he owns, he's now passed Bill Gates as, I think, the richest man in the world, or at least certainly in America. So
incredible. Huh? Well, Mike, by the way, take a moment to talk about the other program that you're involved with besides MI Tech News and the headlines that you folks can get delivered to you twice a week, along with video and audio content by simply going to mitechnews.com and putting your email address in there and boom, you're already there. But you also have a program called M Squared TechCast, and that goes on. Go ahead.
Mondays, yeah. That's the square part is Matt and Mike. We were going to call it the Matt and Mike Show, but sounded like that sports program that's already on the air. So we call it M Squared TechCast to give it kind of a techie kind of sound. But yeah, it's Matt, my old rival from. Almost said that other station. Sorry, I won't say it. That other station across town.
Yeah.
So now we're working together after 20 years of competing against each other. It's fun. Matt is now the head of PR for Lawrence Tech, so he's got a good gig there.
Yep.
But I see him every Monday, and Lawrence Tech actually right now is sponsoring the show. That's really nice.
Excellent.
They continue to do that. We try to cover a lot of really cool stuff.
Yes, you do.
You edit it, so you know.
There's really cool stuff there. Everything from drone law to Richard Steenan, who was our guest last week, was also on your program as well, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. Mike, thanks again for being with us and for doing this. You can, by the way, find M Squared TechCast and information about that by going to mitechnews.com. Mike Brennan, have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.